I came to realize the longer I practiced, bells and whistles weren't going off. I wasn't, you know, it was okay. It was a job, but it was not really calling to me. You know, it's more like just showing up for work kind of thing. And so I just made the decision one day, like, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
He basically came home and said, so something to the effect of, I was at the office today and I was working on a mouth and I broke out into a cold sweat and I had to go in the bathroom and calm down. And he said, and I realized I don't want to be doing this work. I said, so what do you want to do? He said, I want to paint. And he'd been painting, been showing in Chicago.
I think at some point people just hit that tipping point and, you know, got to do something or else they'll, you know, eat away from the inside. I don't even know if you even realized
when I said that
been thinking about this the whole time. So
I was pretty full of kid life. You know, yeah, we had three elementary age kids at the time. And I feel like we were just like, oh, okay. All right, so how do we make that happen?
We had a friend, and she's the one who brought my artwork up to this region and got me in the gallery up in the Petoskey area. She kept telling me about the gallery and where it's located, and she said, you guys got to go up there for a visit. She goes, it's just gorgeous. And we decided, well, why don't we take the kids up to Grand Traverse area, take them up, see if they like it. You know, they loved it. They enjoyed the area. I put my practice up for sale and sold it. And so I went up here a few weekends looking for homes, looking for places. We bought this place we're in now and just made the transition. I literally had stopped doing anything other than painting for, I don't know, the first 3 or 4 years when we were back here. In hindsight, it's probably the best thing for my art because prior to that, you know, I thought I was doing nice stuff and good pieces, but those 3 years of strictly doing art really changed my technique and allowed me to really work on the quality of my pieces. So I think if it wasn't for that, I'd probably still have been kind of, I don't know what I've made the progress in my career and technique.
You're admitting that it was harder to stay doing what you were doing than to take the risk of moving. Kind of set the attitude for the way we wanted to move forward. So when I was ready, there was there was no drama around it. It was like, let's just start doing the work of figuring out who we want to be.
People make change scarier in their heads than it actually turns out to be.
Our story's not drama filled. It was like, you know, this feels good every step of the way. This feels right. This feels easy. And that's how you know you're on the right path.